Now will you notice verse 12. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest the dinner, well, I should read verse 11. I pass that over. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. That's the great principle our Lord draws from this. If you exalt yourself, you'll be abased. If you base yourself, you'll be exalted. That's a great principle for a believer. Then said he also to him that bade him. Now he's going to correct the host. When thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Now here is a great principle also. You know, most of us today, we have the same crowd in for dinner. And then next week they have us over for dinner. And then the next week the other guests that you'd had in, they have you over for dinner. And it's sort of a round-robin situation. That's the way that it's done, is it not, today? And our Lord's condemning that. It's all right for you to have your group in. But have you ever thought about maybe doing something for those that have not? They can't recompense you. They won't be able to invite you back for dinner the next week. Always invite somebody at every dinner that you know that will not or cannot invite you for dinner. I think that's the reason maybe some people invite the preacher. They know that we can't maybe return the invitation, so they do that. And that's nice. I always have appreciated it. But this is a great principle he puts down. Now you can imagine the tenseness at this dinner. It started off by him taking that man with the dropsy, healing him, and then just looking at the guests right straight in the eye and condemning them. And then he corrected the guests, corrected their manners. And now he corrects the host. And believe me, by that time, why, things are a little tense there. And what happens? Well, nobody's saying a word. And I read verse 15. And friends, don't miss this one. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. And there is without doubt one of these pious platitudes that this man gives. One of the old rascals that was there, and he probably got one of the places of honor. And in that silent moment, and it's an awkward moment, it's an embarrassing moment, this old brother, he speaks out. Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. I wish I'd have been there. I'd like to have asked him, what do you mean by that? And I'd like to have that explained to me. I've never found a commentator yet that could explain what he meant. Blessed is he that eateth bread in the kingdom of God. That's nothing in the world but a pious cliche. That's nothing in the world but a statement made by someone. And there are a lot of pious platitudes that you hear today in our conservative circles. I get so tired of them. Praise the Lord is one of them. It's a wonderful thing to praise the Lord, but sometimes it becomes a little boring when a person constantly uses that and doesn't praise the Lord. The important thing, seems to me, is let's steer clear of pious cliches. They are pretty well in use today, and they've been shop-worn, out-worn, and we should, I think, drop many of them.